This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No fills tonight. Rained out. You'll be able to hear both games tomorrow, 105 and 645, split doubleheader. So if you had tickets for tonight, they are good for tomorrow at 105.
Zach Wheeler starting game one, Christopher Sanchez game two.
There you go.
I thought it was the other way.
No, it's all earlier. It's Wheeler game one, Chris Sanchez game two.
Yeah, because there's going to be Wheeler tonight.
No, I know. I thought I saw Devin.
Well, hold on.
Yes, I think Devin.
Why don't we call the Alex call? Our
yeah, I know. We might as well. Yeah. Hold on.
Let's see that. We'll
go to Devin's.
Our,
go to DJ's.
I saw Devin's Twitter.
Let's just call our Phillies producer.
I don't think
our Phillies inside.
Whatever. I don't think she's right, but whatever.
Okay.
But did she say it the other way?
She did.
I thought I saw it.
So they switched it around. She's right.
Oh, so you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So Wheeler in the second game, Sanchez in the first game.
All right, it's all good.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're falling off.
You are falling.
Haven't fallen off at all.
Yeah.
Haven't fallen off for a second, actually. Thank you. I got a lot going on back here. Everyone take a deep breath. I would have cleaned the coffee. Everyone knows that.
You still said I would have cleaned the coffee.
No, he was planning on letting it dry.
I know.
As if dried coffee is not a mess anymore.
It was not wet anymore.
Would you just go, man?
Do the thing.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. Now that we're all on the same page.
Yeah. Are we?
No. So this has been such a great WIP day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been everyone calling in saying, I want someone's head.
Yeah, boom.
Dude, I mean, I didn't know we still had this. I didn't know we still had this, like, backbone. Like, are we allowed to say we want to hit someone? They're not going to die on the field? I mean, what a turnaround. And it got me thinking, what are the other things that we need to bring back in sports? Like, it being okay to plunk someone, to give someone a bow tie, to have someone wear one in the ribs. Number five is starting pitchers in baseball. And we know that they're starting pitchers. But they're more five-inning guys at this point. I'm talking, like, scoop off the Tigers the other night. He threw a complete game. You would have thought it was a no-hitter. It was a perfect game. I guess not making the starting pitchers as important as they used to be and not having those marquee matchups. Like going to the ballpark and, like, let's say it's Skeens Wheeler. I mean, that's part of an intrigue with the game. And I would even go back to say I want to bring the importance of the win back.
Yes, I agree with you.
To the starting pitcher. I just – 300 wins feels like it's on its way out. I don't like that at all. We need to bring back starting pitching. And that's why the Phillies are so nice, because I think they do that. They're a throwback from a starting pitching standpoint.
The beginning of the end was when that guy got the Cy Young when he won 11 games. Who was it?
Jacob DeGrom.
No.
Well, King Felix was the first one.
King Felix was the first one.
You're right.
Yeah.
I remember being like, what the – what?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I'm with you on that.
Hold on. I think DeGrom may have won it without 11 wins.
I think he might have been under 10.
Yeah.
Now, his ERA was like 2.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
If you're a guy like me, you know the point is wins. That is the only stat I care about. I agree with you. I miss starting pitchers going. This is one thing, sort of like in the NBA where they've gotten too three heavy. I feel like they've optimized the pitching stuff too much. And I actually think there's not enough good pitchers to do what they're trying to do. I'd rather have my starting pitcher, you know, think that the minimum is six.
The one thing that I'll never understand how I grew up watching what looked like stick figures play baseball and be pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
And we're supposed to be in this generation of the better athlete, more conditioned athlete, yet they do less work than those guys did. I'll never understand that.
I know.
Like, I'll never understand it. Like, they did more work back then.
Yeah. I think the same thing about the NBA. I'm like, wait a minute. Why is it harder to play 82 games now
yes.
when you have better flights, yes. better sports science?
You have much better traveling conditions. You stay in five-star hotels. Like what the hell?
Personal pride.
Well, is the problem with starting pitching is what they realize it's the third time through the lineup thing,
uh-huh.
right?
That, yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what it is.
Freaking analytics, man. Yeah.
Once again. By the way, DeGrom had a 1.7 ERA and had, yeah. it was 10-9. I mean, I get it. I mean, he did win back-to-back.
Oh, no, he deserved it. But that's when I realized that wins weren't important anymore in baseball.
Man, like I was thinking about like Halliday versus Lincecum back in the day. Yeah. Like having that big starting pitcher matchup. Like that's something that's hurt baseball.
Now, Roy was the last of his kind, man.
Tomorrow's the anniversary, by the way, of the perfect game.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yes. I know. Easy. I know. Perfect game.
Yes.
May 29th. Tomorrow. Not the end of... Yes.
Yes. We all
Thank
understand.
You. The fourth thing that we need to bring back in sports, and you guys mentioned this earlier, but hockey fights. I mean,
ooh, yes.
come on.
I didn't know they were gone.
They're there, but they're not there like they used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, they've tried to get it out of the game.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is a shame. That's part of the reason why people watch the game. I mean, kids would watch hockey just to see the fights.
Yeah. Then go to school and beat the heck out of somebody.
Sure. But, like, think about Donald Brashear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all these guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's hockey.
I think so.
That's the hockey. I mean, the 90s hockey is when I was actually really into hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Of watching it.
80s, 90s
At the
hockey.
Red Wings.
Yep.
Nice. In the 90s, man.
Well, that was a good
team.
While
I was in school, yeah.
Oh, so you rooted for them in 97 over the Flyers?
Didn't you know?
You're such an idiot, man.
Interesting. Says a lot.
I got drafted the next year.
Yeah. You brought winning to Philadelphia.
You got Fedorov and Kozlov and Yzerman.
Yeah,
and
Stevie Y.
Yeah.
Scotty Bowman, man.
This is a good team.
Yeah.
Dynamite stuff.
Beat the Flyboys.
They did.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they sure did. You big Red Wings guy.
I just meant the 90, what is it, 94, 95 team?
I don't know. It was 97. They beat the Flyers.
97. Yeah. Okay. That was Lindros' only cup finals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was
mm-hmm.
against the. But that Red Wings team was loaded.
For sure.
It felt like they were playing a different sport.
The third thing that we need to bring back in sports, and like it's still there, kind of, but it's not how it used to be. We need to bring back passing in the NFL. Like, I'm sick of these guys with the 28 touchdown passes for Josh Allen last year. I mean, Patrick Mahomes had a 50-touchdown season. I remember Peyton Manning's first year at the Broncos.
Yeah.
50-plus touchdowns. We may never see 50-plus touchdown passes again because all these teams do the stupid double high safety thing.
Yeah.
And all they do is try to take away the deep passing.
Yeah, right.
And now we're getting back to running the football, which, like, okay, fine. You want to run the ball, okay. But there's, like, I want to see stats of gaudy passing numbers, 5,000 yards passing.
Don't.
But it's fun watching them throw the ball all over the field. We don't even see that anymore.
I don't see
throwing the ball all over the field.
30 touchdowns is plenty.
Dude, 50, 45, that's quarterbacking.
That used to be magical.
Yes.
Baker threw 40 this year.
People forget that. Lamar had 41-4 this year.
Yeah.
Like it's—I
didn't even realize that till you said it.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I was like, he threw 41 touchdowns this year?
It is pretty funny he didn't win MVP this year. Yeah.
He's better than he was when he won the MVP.
Yeah, I think so.
But I miss passing in the NFL.
I think they'll find a way to get it back. The league doesn't want some running
muck
league,
it up.
I don't think.
Dude,
no.
They're going to change to one safety. I'm telling you.
Well, no, here's the thing. Defenses have gotten a little bit better, right, as far as scheming to keep the touchdowns from happening. Big plays. But also, let's be honest. The quarterback play, we had 10 quarterbacks maybe that.
Yeah.
How many guys can throw 40 touchdown passes in a year?
Not a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
Only four of the top five.
Yeah.
In the NFL can do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, he doesn't throw 40.
He doesn't even throw 20.
Total 40.
Oh, right.
Total.
Right.
Total.
That's what we do.
And he wins.
He does.
He does win.
He wins.
18 passing touchdowns last year. Anyway. The second
was he in the Pro Bowl?
He was not in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
People forget
I'm glad
that
the Pro Bowl has become so important again.
Well, that's the point.
It's glorified. That is not. It's a flag football game.
And that's the point. They won 14 games. Anyway, the second thing that we need to bring back in sports is mid-range basketball. I mean, you talk about
now. You're talking my game, there, baby.
Like ISO ball. Hoopers being Hoopers. Like, none of this James Harden, Jalen Brunson, SGA basketball. It's all boring. It's all the same. Give me someone that knows how to play the game in the mid-range. Footwork.
Well, Brunson takes a lot of mid-range.
Yeah, but it's not the same, though. It's like off a pick and roll, and pop. I want to see back to the basket, like Dirk Nowitzki. That's hoop.
They're going to need to change rules in the NBA for that to happen. That's what they're going to need to do. They're going to need new defense rules. Well, they've already let them. It's definitely a more physical brand of football, basketball than it was 2 years ago. They're going to have to do something with the 3-point line and
basketball's got. It's going to be an interesting 10 years for the NBA.
Yeah,
it's only a couple guys that still value the mid range. That's why I love Kyrie's game. Kyrie is a mid range.
Yeah.
Player.
Yeah.
And when I say mid-range player, I'm talking about guys who like to get into that mid-range and work their game.
Yeah.
Right? Like guys that don't mind shooting from the elbow, going down in the post, that sort of stuff. And they have the footwork. You know, the Carmelo Anthony's, those type of guys. Kevin Durant was one of those types of guys as well.
It was honestly the frustrating thing about Harden, because he could get to those spots.
Yes.
He just wouldn't take the shots.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, he was truly Morey's, like, he did exactly what Morey tried to optimize.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take the shot unless it was a three or a layup or a free throw.
Yeah,
wouldn't take it.
Morey's hurt basketball.
I would say so, yeah.
Which is shocking.
Trying to optimize offense.
Him and
made
LeBron.
It less.
Him and LeBron. Two most detrimental people to the NBA.
Pacers, pretty fun team to watch. I would say that. Thunder, not so much. But Pacers have been a pretty fun team to watch. Especially when they're beating those
losers.
Disgusting losers.
Yeah.
Big
but
fans.
The number one thing we need to bring back in sports, and this has been a sticking point for me for a while, is I want real sports hate back, and I want rivalries. Rivalries are not the same as they used to be.
Nope.
These guys are too friendly. They do their little podcasts in the offseason. They bring the each other on as guests. They smile with each other after games. There's no real hatred. They all make too much money.
Yep.
Like the real, it's like sports are, we do this a lot, but it's so much worse than it used to be. Like even 2010, like it was
fine. Totally agree. Which is why, let's not get sidetracked, but it's why RG3 and Ryan Clark irritated me last week, or whenever they started the Caitlin Clark stuff.
Okay.
Just let Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese
have their rivalry. Yeah.
I don't need all the extra stuff. I don't need your commentary. I don't need you adding this into it with your analysis. It's okay if two people who met in college for a national championship, one beat the other, right? The other one became number one overall pick, signed a $20 million contract. I don't mind that rivalry being there. It's okay. Magic and Bird did not like each other.
Right. Yeah.
Magic didn't like the fact that, I might have it backwards. Did Bird win it, Rookie of the Year, or Magic?
I think Magic won Rookie of the Year
and Bird
and MVP.
Was mad.
Didn't Magic win Rookie of the Year and MVP?
Bird won the Rookie of the Year. Magic won the MVP of the finals.
Okay, all right.
But Magic was mad that Bird won Rookie of the Year.
Right.
Like, and their rivalry started in college, and it was okay. It's okay to have a nice, healthy dislike for one another, and it doesn't have to have all the other stuff involved with it.
Maybe the reason it exists in the WNBA is not making that much money.
Exactly.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, pride still
That's
means
That's a great point, Spike. Yes. Everybody isn't rich in the WNBA, so there is a little bit of jealousy there.
I think the problem in sports is both the money, and they switch teams so much now.
Yes.
That it doesn't. The Ryan Clark RG3 thing was so funny. It's like RG3 was like, Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. And Ryan Clark was like, you have a white wife. Like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Whoa.
Yeah. And Angel Reese hating Caitlin Clark. I don't think that was out of line or anything else.
No.
Now, maybe he could have said dislikes her or didn't have to use the word hate, but I think it's clear to all of us that Angel Reese is not a big fan of Caitlin Clark.
No, it seems pretty obvious.
and vice versa, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm okay with it. And if it draws more attention to their sport because there's a nice little rivalry there, I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah,
we need more of that. LeBron messed up the damn NBA, wanting everybody to be friends.
Right.
Kobe hated everybody until he got old enough to where he couldn't play anymore, and then he just started befriending people.
Right, right.
But before then, he wanted to beat everybody.
Yes, that's the way Jordan was.
Yes.
Yeah. Even his teammates.
It's true.
This hour sponsored by Guy DeDorn Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guy DeDorn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Yo, what's going on? Hey, fellas.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Big A?
Man, if they didn't clunk somebody yesterday, man. I mean, they should have got the revenge yesterday, man. He did it on purpose. Did you see the interview? He said he thought he had an arm guard on. Now, if you think he got an arm guard on, why are you throwing it at his hand?
Was he being sarcastic there?
No, listen, he said an arm guard. You got to listen to what Slater said after the game.
I know what you're saying,
He said he thought he had it on. So why were you going to think he had it on and then he knew he ain't have it on. That's why he threw it.
Yeah.
He knew he ain't have it on. What you just looking up there, looking at his sleeves, his arms? You're looking at everything. You knew he had it on. He ain't have it on. So you plucked him. So you pluck back, man. You fight back. Spike, I could tell you wasn't no fighter, man. You wasn't no fighter.
I wasn't.
Well, he's admitted that.
Yeah. So now, everybody's not like you.
No, and everybody's not like you either. Everybody's not like you either. You don't win a baseball game by winning a fight. You win by scoring more runs.
Oh, no kidding. We all know that.
Well, doesn't sound like you do.
So we all know that. So you just think because it's a fight and they throw back, they was going to lose the game.
No,
how
it gives.
Come to that conclusion.
It was 1-0 at this time.
I don't care if it was 10-0.
Of course.
1-0. What's that mean? So what? It was 1-0. Your best player got hit on purpose, and you just sitting there. You're not going to do nothing.
No.
It's not going to do nothing.
Nope. Going to win the game and put the Braves 9.5 games behind you. Three games under 500. Winning is the best win. You know.
Here's another problem I got with you.
So I just saw the quote, Big Aaron. I saw the quote where I guess Strider did say he thought he had a guard on his elbow.
He also said that he didn't want him to hurt. He said, what did he say? I'm not a sociopath?
Yes.
That's what he said.
He wasn't trying to hurt him.
Trying to hurt him.
Right. And every time I see this boy for Indiana, man, this magical run he's doing.
Oh, Halliburton?
We think about how he could have had him, right?
Yeah, I hate Maury more and more.
Yep.
I hate him.
Could have had him.
They couldn't have had him.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we could have had
him. No, we could have had him, Spike.
He didn't want to trade for him, Spike.
No, that's not.
He didn't want to trade for him.
Okay.
He didn't want to trade for him.
Says
Stop
who?
It. Stop protecting him.
Says who?
It was all on it. Even
it wasn't. There was
on it.
Big A. Yeah.
Howard told me.
There was one report from Keith Pompey, which was fed to him by Tobias Harris's father. If you go back, the report is that the Kings wanted Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons. There was never another report. In fact, Mark Stein said Tyrese Halliburton was never offered to the Sixers.
Didn't Halliburton say he thought he was coming to Philly?
He was. But that was from the same source.
Oh, sort of thing.
It's like the same thing.
Why are you covering for Morton?
I'm not covering. You shut up. They obviously, by the way, they've traded everybody except for the guy they traded Halliburton for. It's obvious they wanted Sabonis. They got what they wanted. There was no opportunity. Now, look, if they had an opportunity to trade for Halliburton, they didn't. They screwed it up. But there's one report is from Keith Pompey, and Howard jumped all over the Keith Pompey report because two uninformed people are a lot smarter than one uninformed person.
Source. He's an inside Sixers source.
Who?
He know a lot.
Keith
Pompey.
Keith Wright, God bless him, will write whatever an agent tells him to write. God bless him.
There's a lot of these guys.
Yeah. It kind of hurts. And in that point, it was Tobias Harris's dad.
Okay. I'm gonna check all that out.
All right. Go fact check it, Big A. Big Joe in Philly, you're on WIP.
Big A to Big Joe.
Yeah, everybody's big.
Yo, boys, what's going on?
Yeah, Joe.
You know how you get rivalries back in sports?
How's that?
You take a 98-mile-per-hour heater from Zach Wheeler and Drew Ronald Acuna in the ribs tomorrow.
Yeah.
Spike, what do you got to say about that?
And then, Big Joe, what if the Braves throw it another Philly after that? Then what do we do?
Well, then that's called them not knowing how to manage, like, a proper, you know, you take one bullet and then you fire another bullet situation.
But what happens then? So let's say they hit Schwarber. Then what?
Well, then there's no cause for the Phillies to do anything. The fact of the matter is Bryce got hit, and whether it was intentional or nothing, they got to bite the bullet on one. That's the day, like, that's how baseball should be played, and that's how you get the rivalries back, and you get some bench-clearing brawls and things like that. Get a little bit more edge back into the city, you know? And because right now, I just can't believe that, you know, Joe DeCamera, of all people, is saying that you got to drill Acuna, and then I got you saying that you don't want to. Like, what are we doing?
Joe DeCamera can't run 20 yards without hurting himself. Nah. You're trusting DeCamera's?
I'm just putting a point out there.
Look, man.
DeCamera's more of a Philly guy.
Well, DeCamera is more of a Philly guy than I am.
However, I do agree. Like, you don't do it like... Anyone who's saying that it had to happen last night in a 1-0 game doesn't know what they're talking about. You got to do it in a situation where when you're up 3 or 4 runs.
Game doesn't matter.
We got to bring Carlos Hernandez in, 100 in the ribs.
So it's so obvious that you're doing it.
No, you got to do Strom. Strom's got the crazy eyes and the crazy hair. And he's got
I have focused in on his eyes and hair more since Jack pointed out that he talks to himself.
Strom and Romano are both lunatics.
That's a reliever.
Yeah, I agree with you. Kirkring looks like he has it together a little too much, honestly. Yeah.
But, like, come on. You got to get that edge back. Like, just like Fritchie's top five, let's get the rivalries back. Let's get some hatred back in the NL East, you know? Like, give me back that 90s activity where everyone wanted to, like, go after each other with, like, bats literally on the field, you know?
I can't take it, man.
No, I know. He's the best.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
What does sports mean 20 years from now if we don't get sports back? You know what I mean?
Yeah, by throwing baseballs at people.
Yes.
Like a bunch of idiots.
I do think it's funny how, like, Fritz wants the rivalries back in sports, and he's like, oh, rah-ha, like, let's get all tough and everything.
Hold on.
And then now that the Eagles are bruising people with running the football, he's like, let's go back to pass the football.
Well, we're getting all pass the ball.
But
come on, man. Which would you rather have, a bruising, boring running game or bombs away down the field?
Well, if the running game is Saquon, what's wrong with that?
Nah, it's not as exciting.
What?
No, come on, man. 50 passing touchdowns versus a running back? You kidding me?
Oh, just hold on. Okay, 50, but that's nobody. How many people do you think are throwing 50 touchdowns?
But that's what I want.
My point is, how many passing seasons do you think were more exciting than Saquon's season last year?
Do you remember Peyton Manning 2013? Do you remember Patrick Mahomes' 50 touchdown year? That's insane.
That's two.
Okay, well, Breeze had a couple in there as well. Rodgers, like that. I want quarterbacks to be quarterbacks again.
You know, Big Joe, we have our own rivalry. You mentioned Jack brewing here at the station between Jack and part-time producer Alex Call.
There's no rivalry. I love Alex.
Who scooped Jack.
I don't do scoops.
Well, he scooped them twice.
And now he's tweeting again that they're interested in David Robertson.
There you go.
This guy's out of control right now.
Yep. He's a real insider.
He is.
Wish we had somebody like that on our show.
Yep.
All right, Big Joe.
Hope you don't make it back on your little trip.
Wow. Jeez, man.
Well, you backed him into a corner. Yeah. Okay? You know, that's how he gets.
Yeah, I hope you die is what I got from Jack.
That's what he just got.
Well, I said not make it back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next.
You can stay alive, just don't make it back.
Yeah.
Just don't come back.
High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next.
We're still doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to call Alex?
I do. I want some real scoops.
We should.
Yeah. High Hopes Alex Call Report is next.
Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What percentage of times that you are tagged on social media would you say that it is a video of somebody singing this song in a canyon or in a bar somewhere?
That is awesome.
Well, yeah. I like the one we got one last night from locals just in a bar singing Creed.
Yes, which is incredible.
That was cool.
The random guys walking around the Grand Canyon singing Creed. It's like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, but when it's actually happening at local establishments,
that's a
huge win for the show.
Absolutely. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Will you be upset if the Phillies don't retaliate against the Braves? 51.3% say yes. All right, before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, I want Jack, Ike, both of your predictions as to whether there is retaliation in tomorrow's 1 p.m. game.
I think there will be.
You think they're going to throw it somewhere?
I think there's enough public... It's so funny because Phillies players have been hit before. I mean, Bryce got hit twice over the weekend.
Right, nobody said.
Yeah, we're tired of it.
Yeah, well, it was okay, in Sacramento late at night. Nobody saw it.
That's true. I didn't even see
but,
it.
Yeah. But at the same time.
Yeah, we could be lying to you.
He missed 6 weeks in 21 after Genesis Cabrera hit him.
Yep.
And then he missed all that time in 22 after Blake Snell hit him. And I just don't remember the next day being like, we got to kill someone.
Yeah.
So that's why I just find it's been a great day. It's been a great day. But I think that there's enough. Because I think people are now walking into the ballpark tomorrow expecting blood a little bit.
Yes!
And do you think it's game one, Sanchez, or game two, Wheeler?
I thought if Wheeler was going game one, Wheeler would just take care of it. It feels like a Wheeler job.
Okay.
Feels like a Wheeler job.
Ike, do you think it happens?
No.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so either. But
I want it to happen.
Do you think Wheeler would just do it on his own? Wheeler seems like a guy who would just do it on his own.
Like Hamels did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when Hamels hit Bryce?
Yes.
Just because he was too cocky?
Yep.
That's baseball.
Yeah.
And Spike's trying to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah. Look at me.
Yeah. That's what we need. Maybe they switched it with Sanchez going in the first game to let Sanchez hit him.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
Like, you're probably right.
If I'm Wheeler, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is my thing.
Yeah, nobody needs to tell me what to do.
Exactly. And the only thing that would derail it is obviously if they talk to both teams saying, hey, don't throw anyone unless you're getting kicked out. And then obviously you don't want Wheeler to do that.
Well, the umps have been in this town too all day today.
Yeah, yes. Listen.
Well, and Herb called him.
Yes, I'm sure he's been listening.
Herb called him up,
yeah. And warned him, yes. Yeah.
Herb's never been madder at me than he was.
No, he was legitimately mad, yeah.
Yeah, you threw that, you did the whole...
The bathroom thing.
Yeah.
Because that's questioning the integrity of his job, which has to be brought into question here.
He'd left his job to go to the bathroom for three innings.
Three innings, yeah. That's like, a three innings thing to get some, yes.
That's like when I tried to win the club championship growing up, and I left in the middle of the round. This is golf.
Yeah.
I left in the middle of the round for two holes because I really had to go to the bathroom, and I told them to just give me pars on the scorecard.
Wow.
And then I got disqualified.
Give you pars, really? And somebody did that?
That's what I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk a little
that's
baseball,
awesome.
Jack?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So it is going to be interesting tomorrow because it's a doubleheader. They're obviously down pitchers in the bullpen. I mean, not down, like Kirkering, Strom, and Romano should be available. But how they deploy those guys, because they're the only three that you really kind of trust.
Yep.
At this point, like, do they go all out in game one?
Is Taiwan a starter again, or is he bullpen?
No, Taiwan's back in the rotation.
Oh, right.
Because
right.
Nola's still hurt.
Right.
So, I mean, Joe Ross is like kind of in the long man role. I don't know. Like, it's going to be a finicky way they're going to have to get through these two games tomorrow.
Well, they're also going to have to hope that Sanchez goes seven and Wheeler goes seven.
Yeah. Or they just go all out in game one and trust that Wheeler can give them.
Right.
Go deep in the ball game.
Yeah.
That's the thing that screws them about the doubleheader, is because they can't, like,
yeah.
You're not going to pitch guys in both games.
Sure.
So,
speaking of bullpen, I know he walked in the second run in the eighth.
The Hernandez guy?
That dude is filthy.
Yeah, I think he has like 16 strikeouts and 14 walks or something like that.
Yeah.
Like he walks a ton of guys, but yeah. He's pretty nasty.
When he was the first, I think it was the first two, did we do that all with two outs or was one out? I forget what it was. When Bohm got the hit, then Cassidy got the hit. Whatever it was.
Yeah,
it
was all with two outs.
It was all with two outs.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're never scoring a run against this guy. When he's on, that guy looks unhittable.
I feel like they've been doing a much better job with getting runners in with two outs recently.
Absolutely. They were terrible at it for the first month. Yeah.
Awful. They're playing damn good baseball. Speaking of the bullpen, Kirkering hasn't allowed a run since Alvarado went out, which is huge. Like they could not have survived bullpen-wise if Kirkering was just going to be a guy out there. Ever since Devin Caney tweeted out, it's time to have an honest conversation about Orion Kirkering. He's been nails.
Yeah, well, nails. Strom stood up for him on Twitter.
Yeah, oh, man, that's called backing up your teammate.
The Kirkering thing passes the eye test, too. The numbers pass the eye test. He's looked good.
Yes. And you can definitely blame the mound for Romano, like L.A. said, because he looked back to being Jordan Romano last night.
Yeah, he did.
So that's good. The one thing I'm more, maybe this is like my your Knicks thing, Spike, but I'm obsessed with the Juan Soto watch.
Oh, yeah.
So 0 for 4 today with a walk. That's
there
what he does. He walks.
He doesn't swing anymore.
He's down to 224 on the year.
He has
no home runs or doubles in the last 3 weeks.
Who is this?
Soto. His OPS is now lower than his contract.
Oh, really? What's his OPS?
I think it's like 750 something. He made 765.
Trade him to the Yankees.
Just trade him to the Yankees.
He wants to be a Yankee. He doesn't want to be a Met. Do you want 15 years? Look, every year they keep him and he doesn't perform.
Just
his value is going to go down. Trade him to the Yankees, get some prospects, eat $100 million of the dollars, so it gets into the Yankee thing, and then Stearns can go spend money wherever he wants, straight into the Yankees.
By the way, I realized at 5:37 that you're wearing your Jeter hat today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just realized that?
No, I just realized that.
No.
You guys told me I could, so I did.
No wonder you're trying to get
one on us.
Yeah, Soto back on your team.
No, it's not my team.
Okay.
Look, this is one of I saw the little kid, so the hat is the respect hat, the little kid in the GIF,
yeah.
You know.
I know what you're saying.
I saw that hat and I was like, I need to find that hat somewhere. So I got the hat.
Yeah, I just noticed it.
Yep.
Andrew Painter watched tonight, 80 to 85 pitches up at Lehigh Valley. So or through the sixth inning. What?
It's just like on this pace, hopefully we'll get to see Andrew Painter by 2026. This is the slowest comeback from Tommy John surgery.
Oh, but when Embiid's ramping up, it's fine.
No.
he's gonna be fine.
Okay.
Gonna be fine. And the last thing here, what I find it not interesting, because they at this time last year, they had the best record in baseball. And at this time this year, they still, by percentage-wise, have the best record in baseball. Doesn't feel the same. But do you feel better about this year's team versus last year's team? At the same time of the season?
No.
I felt better last year.
But why?
Well, because we didn't have the failure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the dark cloud hanging over this thing?
Yes.
You still think?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying it has the impact on how you feel about where the team is at right
sure.
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, even though coming off the game 6-7 of Arizona, I get it. All the talk of winning the division and it is important and getting off to a great start, they went out and did those things. So that allowed me to feel more confident about the team, whereas this year, I just got back in.
Right.
Last month, like at the beginning of this month, like I just got back in on this team. So I can't sit here and tell you I feel better about them now than I did last year. Although, this team may be better than last year's team.
Maybe. So their run differential this time last year is like 88, and it's 44 currently.
Oh,
well, okay. When you say best record in baseball, last year they were like 38 and 10 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
So they have two more wins at this time last year than they do this
year. Okay, all right.
So, now, the bullpen way better last year.
Yeah.
But I also think this starting staff. I mean, I know Ranger was pitching out of his mind last year, but you look 1-5 with this rotation. I think the biggest thing that is different between this year and last year, I just buy this offense more than I bought him last year.
The one that you
I gave up on.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if Alex Call ever gave up on the offense.
What's that?
I wonder if Alex Call ever gave up on the offense like I did.
I felt better last year, but I feel better than I feel like most people feel about this year's team.
I feel better than I expected to feel about this team this year.
Yeah.
I had more of a skeptical eye with this team.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. They're in a groove, this team.
I agree with that.
Business-like.
Yeah. Business-like. Just like Guida's going to be when they replace your windows.
There it is.
Business-like. You know, it is something that you'll put off until you can't put it off anymore. That's replacing your windows and doors. I understand. But the truth is you're just hurting yourself. We're almost in the summer. Summer's going to get, it's 100 degrees outside. Your air conditioner is going to have to be pumped all the way up because your old drafty windows are going to let in all that hot air. Just finally do it. Call Guida. They're going to replace your windows, replace your doors, give you 20% off everything. Control those energy bills. Value of your house goes up. And you know what? It's going to be more comfortable. And the house is going to look better. Windows, you know, windows look like windows. But that front door, you replace that front door, maybe a sliding patio door, it all looks better. Value of your house goes up. It's great. Call Guida today. Get 20% off every window and door. Start your project with no money out of pocket and 3 years of interest-free financing. 877-GO-GUIDA. Restrictions apply. There's a deadline on this, so you call Guida. They'll give you all the info. You get your free no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, feller?
Justin, what's up, brother?
I know everybody's probably mad because the game got rained out, but at least I get to call in. It's hard for me to call in on them 6:45 starts. I don't want to push my luck or nothing like that, but yeah. Somebody better be wearing one tomorrow at some point in time. I'm talking hit him in the ham, hit him in the ribs. I don't care. Drill him in the ass. I don't care. Wire him out because this team's got to show some fight and some gumption at some point. Like everybody said, Harper's been hit 3 times in 4 games. They're pitching him inside for a reason because they don't fear any retaliation, in my opinion. You've got to have a little bit of fear of retaliation. It's like Ike said, you know, if a guy's in there and a pitcher hits somebody and you know you ain't going to get hit back, you don't care. But, like, if somebody gets drilled, you know them batters are going to be like, hey, y'all don't have to hit no more, so one of us is going to have to wear it. So watch what you're doing. And that's just the way it is. Like, I seen a video last night. Terry Pendleton in, I think it was 93 or 94, Deion Sanders got hit by Tim Belcher. He was pitching for Cincinnati, and Deion was playing for the Braves. I'm not a Deion fan, and y'all know how I feel about the Braves. They did not retaliate. Marvin Freeman, the next guy up when the Braves went out, dude, Terry Pendleton walked off the field wet, madder than hell, man. I'm telling you what, he was pissed. That's the way it is. That's the way baseball is, and I agree with, like, Jack's top five. You need more fights in hockey. You know, every now and then you need a benches clearing brawl. It might bring the team together a little bit more or something like that. But when your star player gets plunked right on the daggone elbow or like that big old, I don't know if it's right on the elbow or not, but daggone it looked like it hurt like a sumbitch. I'll tell you that right now. But I'm just saying, you got to wire one, dude.
Well, let me ask you this, Justin. Did you ever watch that show, The Walking Dead?
Yeah, up until the big thing after Negan killed everybody.
Yeah, all right. So you remember Negan had that bat with all the spikes on it or whatever? So
yeah,
why are we
wrapped around.
Yeah, so why are we screwing around with just hitting him with a baseball? Why don't we have one of the Phillies go in there with a baseball bat with nails on it and just try to assault as many Atlanta Braves players as possible, and then that way they won't throw inside anymore.
Not a bat with the nails on it.
Yeah. You're talking about the Braves. Don't threaten me with a good time. I'm not the Braves.
That psychotic laugh.
Yep.
Oh, and one more thing. I told Yoshi to bring this up yesterday when he called, but he had other things on his mind. Everybody talking about, like, Mahomes being on the downslide, like he's kind of fell off a little bit, and he's not playing as good as he used to. Well, he's got two new toys at home to play with, looks like.
Ooh, money. Boy.
Wow. Wow. This guy. I didn't know we had horny Justin, too.
Yep, I had horny Justin in there.
I told Yoshi to, but he couldn't get to it, and I figured, why the hell not? I figured I'd surprise everybody with a good life this evening. Young's had a heck of a show today, boys, but yeah. Somebody's got to wire one tomorrow. I don't care if Wheeler throws it. I don't care if it's some scrub reliever. Oh, and one more thing. MLB's got to get their stuff in gear. I've got the MLB Network where I can watch every game, but guess what? I couldn't watch last night's game because I live in flipping Braves country.
Well,
I have to have the stupid FanDuel app to even watch that game last night. They get enough of my money. I ain't buying another app.
Yeah, well.
That's true.
Yeah, those blackout rules are it is what it is. I understand.
It's stupid. Yeah. It's ignorant. But anyway, y'all have had a heck of a show. I love you, boys. I mean, we'll holler at you later.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. Love you, buddy.
Speaking of this show, doesn't it feel like
what
Broads and Al was two shows ago?
Yes, this has been a long show. It's been a fun show, but it does feel like Broads and Al was 100 years ago.
It was 2 hours ago.
Yep. Ann and Glenn Mills, you're on WIP. What's up, Ann?
Hey, guys. I think I have a good way to bring this show to an end.
Okay.
You ever hear the saying, revenge is a dish best served cold?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm taking you back to 2015. Dodgers, Mets. Chase Utley slides into second base.
Yep.
Yep.
We all know what happened.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
I'm taking you now, fast forward to 2016. First game between the Dodgers and the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Utley comes up to base. Now, this is 6 months later, new season, new year. And by the way, the umps were in both benches. No funny business. Syndergaard launches a 93-mile-an-hour fastball to Chase Utley's head and immediately gets thrown out, which he should.
Chase didn't even move, by the way. I remember that,
yeah.
Typical Chase, yeah.
So everybody's talking on this show like they want it to happen now. Now. It's got to be now. But everybody knows why that pitch went right to his head.
Right. So you're saying it doesn't have to happen now. It could happen in August when they play him in Philly. It could happen next year.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
No. It can't happen next year. No, not next year.
Not next. Maybe later in the season. When it's
tomorrow.
Next time, the mustache guy. Next time he's on the mound, pick one of their players and just knock him out.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll teach him.
Just that.
All right.
All right. And, thank you for the call, man.
For the record,
yeah,
I can't be a hypocrite because I remember this back then. Chase plays the game hard. He has an old school way of playing.
He does.
Did not like it.
Loved it.
Love the fact that he broke somebody's leg.
Yeah. That's gone. That's
I can't
slide.
Believe you. I can't believe you slide. Love that.
Got a Met.
Got a Met.
Yeah, he took out a Met.
He did.
They really hate him.
What's so funny, too, because, like, Burrell was the Mets killer that entire time. Mm-hmm. Rollins had the thing with the team to beat.
Yeah.
And he got booed at Shea and all that stuff. And then it eventually turned into Chase.
They truly hate him.
Remember the booing at the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Boo me?
Yeah. Boo me. Bleep you.
Yeah.
God.
My two favorite Chase moments is that one at the All-Star game in the championship.
The
World
curse.
Bleeping champion, yes.
Just him cursing.
I didn't get much else out of Chase from a vocal standpoint while he was here. But yeah, those were two good moments right there.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Instead of DeCamera versus Fritz, can we have Spike versus Herb? Rick in Harleysville.
An athletic championship?
Yeah.
Me and Herb?
Yeah.
I'll take on Herb.
Yeah. Boxing?
Yeah, see who can stay in the bathroom the longest.
He's going to kill you.
Yep.
What's next?
I'm telling you right now, if either of you hit a batter, you're out of here. Herb warning the pitchers with a text message from the porta potty.
Oh. Did you write that text, Spike?
No. He also used the word Herb three times.
Yeah,
that
three
he
times.
Used.
That, yeah,
he probably. He got mad when I was trying to tell him not to do it, but he didn't understand I was trying to help
saving,
him save
yes.
the call. Yeah. What's next?
Friends sometimes have to compromise. Ike and Jack want to throw at a Braves hitter. Spike doesn't. Let's meet in the middle and throw at Chris in Middletown. Alex in Lancaster.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah. Mr. Athlete, Chris in Middletown.
Come on, man. He played at one of the branch campuses.
Yeah. Penn State Granite Run.
One of the branch campuses.
He did. I think that's Division III.
What's next?
But hold on.
What?
Penn State Worthington. That's where he played.
Which mall is that near? What's next?
Number 5, never holds the door open. Number 4, uses speakerphone in public. Number 3, chews with his mouth open. Number 2, doesn't say please or thank you. Number 1, once tripped an old lady in front of the studio. Tomorrow's top 5 and 5 titled, 5 Most Annoying Things About Alex Call. Jack in the producer booth.
That's right.
Our new Phillies insider.
Yep, insider of the
it's
year.
It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see is Jack's quote about Alex.
We will.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say. I hope he's right. I love those players. But we'll see.
All right. What's next?
Don't worry about it. He's just trying to provoke the champ. Don't fall for it. What will you gain by retaliating anyway? Spike to Rocky after Drago killed Apollo.
After he killed Apollo.
Is that what you wanted?
Look, did Rocky go and kill Ivan Drago, or did he train and beat him in a boxing match?
Yeah, he didn't jump in the ring and get him
yeah.
after the fight.
He won the fight, and he united Russia and America by doing so.
It's big in the 80s.
Yep. What's next?
When you regain consciousness, you better retaliate. Spike's inner monologue seconds after the run-in with Andy Boyle.
Look, Andy Boyle knocked me out. I was asking for it.
When is he coming in?
I don't know. He has the...
he actually knocked you out, or he just hit you?
No, he knocked him out cold.
Well, I mean, I got right up. I wasn't knocked out.
He just knocked you down.
Knocked me down. Yeah, and I wasn't planning on getting hit, but I wasn't, like, knocked out.
Right. Okay.
Oh, you weren't, like...
No, you weren't out cold.
They didn't have to, like, wake me up
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah, revive
no,
you.
No,
yeah.
No, 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 no.
As this story goes along, that's eventually... Yeah,
what it's going to be.
Because if you had been knocked out, Andy, he'd be in trouble if he came in here.
Yeah, see, I think the reason he hasn't redeemed his sit-in yet is because he knows what's waiting for him.
Yeah, he's terrified.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yeah, and in your two's case, neither one of you wear deodorant, so a little
yeah,
smelly.
Yeah, we just smell each other up. All right, TK is next.
Teeks
saving the day. No Phils. Phils will be back tomorrow. Once again, doubleheader tomorrow. Split doubleheader, 1:05 and 6:45. If you had tickets for tonight, they're good for the 1:05 game tomorrow. Of course, you can hear them both right here on WIP. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.